Welcome to Dodo Detectives.
That's right, you shove our faces into one of those teeny tiny tank tops, and you got the double D's.
I'm your host, Phil.
And I'm the co-host, Peter.
So, today we're going to talk about the secret history of special brew. So, Peter, start us
Wait, wait,
off.
wait, wait. Sorry. I know we did discreet. We said we talk about Iron Brew here, but did you hear about the first ever crisp sandwich shop?
Christmas sandwich shop.
No, not Christmas. Crisps, as in like little bags
Oh,
of crisps.
right, crisp shop, like Walker's crisps, you know.
Yeah, you know, like when you're a kid and you make a sandwich, you have like bread and then like ham, and then you like shove a, like half a packet of crisps, then another bit of bread. Yeah. Yeah, they made a whole restaurant purely just for this idea.
Based on crisps.
Yeah.
Crisps in a sandwich. Brilliant. I never used to do that much. I knew a couple of friends who did it, but I always found it really weird that, you had like this really sort of slushy little sandwich which you might have jam in it or something,
No.
and then you had like salt and vinegar crisps inside it. It was just like, oh, that sounds the most disgusting thing ever.
I think you've
So.
completely missed the point of the crisp sandwich here. I mean, I appreciate, yes, it is a sandwich, you can have stuff in it, but it's not like you have tuna mayonnaise and then crisps. I mean, you don't exactly have like pickle and onion and then another crisp. Actually, pickle and onion is a famous part of crisp, but you know. I think, yeah, it's like you have like just bread, maybe like a thin bit of ham or some cheese, and then put some maybe cheese and onion crisp, maybe some smoky bacon.
To add the like artificial flavor to it, it's
Yeah,
like
exactly. I don't know, I'm sounding like an artist here, but it's more about the texture. I mean, you've got the sandwich, then you've got that crunchy texture.
yeah. But I never really sort of got into it. I was just thinking, how can people like possibly do that? But I guess it's sort of like, homogenizing the entire process of having the packet of crisps and then the sandwich, It seems like what
Exactly.
lazy people just like, no, it's just too much, A packet of crisps and a sandwich. Why don't you just merge them together?
Maybe people think they're being healthier if they put their crisps in a sandwich. Like, oh, it's a sandwich, it's healthy. I'll just put some crisps in, just sneak them in there.
No one will ever know. No one will ever know it's a sandwich with crisps in it. Yeah. Oh my
Yeah, they do all
goodness.
sorts of different crisps in there. You can have like Doritos, Watsits, anything. And it's a bit of sandwich and a bit of BAP. Couple of chips, £3. I think that's quite reasonable. But the
Yeah.
fact that on the first day they were sold out of crisps within 2 hours just shows how popular the crisp sandwich is.
Yeah. What kind of thing would you not put in a sandwich? No, that's what I'm thinking. The fact
Are we talking like generally here? Because I mean, there's things like a fetus.
No, I meant like that would sort of like maybe actually no, what would work in a sandwich that you don't actually put in a sandwich? What would work? I'm
And
just
I
trying to.
feel really out of place saying fetus. That's like the one thing that I feel that no one should ever say when talking about the perfect sandwich.
Oh my God. Ice
Okay, so
cream. Would you put ice cream in a sandwich?
no, why would you? I mean, think of the texture. Your bread would just go soggy. It's got to be something hard.
Okay. My body.
Yeah, grow up. If you just said your dick right now, I'd have hung up straight away. I was like, I don't care if you got clothes on or not. This conversation's gone way too far.
Oh, brilliant. Oh. So,
I don't.
have you seen the photo about the elephant making love to a car?
I don't know where you've got that from you being naked, but I'm guessing pull up your trousers, put the Kleenex away, go on, tell me about this elephant.
It's basically a very large elephant that found a car in some country where they have elephants, obviously not the UK.
Sounds like a brilliant piece of journalism, Phil. Go on.
And basically found this car and then started humping it. I mean, it's not very. I'm not unnatural, actually. Lots of animals do this sort of thing. They sort of like to mate with inanimate objects. So, I mean, there's like that one. That's that. There's that particular video of the tortoise humping that shoe. I don't know if you've seen that.
No, I have not seen a video of a tortoise making love to a shoe.
It does this particular sound which tortoise do when they're having sex with a particular object, or not a particular object, with any kind of object, which
Well,
they're
I'm
made.
definitely not going to Google that after we finish this, but I'll let you know next time. But going back to this elephant, I've got a few questions. Where's it having sex? In the car? I mean, I'm thinking about like different orifices of a car.
Yeah, so it's not actually sort of penetrating, I don't think. There's no actual penetration, but the picture that I'm looking at is basically just mounted on this bonnet, and it's just sort of humping it, basically.
So it's not like going through the windscreen, because that would be one fucking terrible horror movie if you're sit there driving along in your nice brand spanking new Mercedes, assume it's Mercedes, an elephant mounts its way and starts gyrating through your windscreen, and you're just getting repeatedly punched in the face by like a 14-inch elephant cock. I mean.
Yeah, it's just like sort of like thwacking around inside the
But out of control, just slapping you about the face. And the elephant's just there going, "Say you're my bitch! Say you're my bitch!"
So you like it, so you like it. Yeah, that sounds really terrifying.
Yeah.
So apparently it's in Thailand, actually, I just found out. With
So.
my amazing journalism right here.
I see.
But yeah, that's just mental. But like I said, it's not really sort of unnatural with some animals. I
Well,
mean,
basically, no. Let's get this right. It is not natural. You brought up one example where a tortoise is fucking a shoe. That's not natural either. If you can go bring me five more examples, I will accept it being slightly acceptable. But other than that, most animals don't have sex with other things other than animals.
it's
And
true.
don't you dare bring up that seal humping the penguin story we did last time. Don't you dare. That's my story. That's my story.
But that was a murderous seal.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, I'm pretty sure that the tortoise didn't kill the shoe afterward. And
No.
the elephant didn't kill the car, but that
To be
seal.
honest, it's kind of hard to kill an inanimate object.
Yeah, okay. No, that's a fair point, but that seal definitely did kill that penguin.
Yeah.
He ate him good and proper. Kind of makes you think about them praying mantises. You
Yeah.
know the praying mantis? No?
I do know about the praying mantis. Are we talking about the like animal praying mantis or the clubbing maneuver praying
Whoa,
mantis?
whoa, 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 whoa! Before we get anywhere, that is like a personal thing, and you've just brought it. That's bang out of order. But because you brought it up, I am now going to have to explain the praying mantis. Now,
I'd like you to, in fact, for my own benefit, I'd like to understand what the praying mantis is as well.
the praying mantis is a particular move that the predator, usually the male, will find himself a nice female, and like a praying mantis, he will hook them weird sword things round the back so that she can't get away, and then just, yeah, make out with her a little. You know, one thing leads to another, rip her head off like a praying mantis.
Never let go
Never let go. Wow, so
until the police come.
thanks for just sharing that with everyone, you know.
That's all right. That's fine.
I've got some dirt on you. This, you know, we can play all day. This is going to be a game of tennis until someone eventually comes out and says, "All right, I don't want to tell that prostitute story. Look, come on. We promised. We promised,
Look,
man."
I'm not going to give the details of where we buried her.
Yeah. Yeah, you and I are probably going to jail now, but at least you made one good episode.
This is be a great pilot episode for our damn podcast. But yeah, I don't know what. So yeah,
Man.
what were we going to actually say about praying mantises before I brought that up?
I have absolutely no idea where I was even going with this. What were we talking about before?
Humping elephants.
Oh.
Yeah. I think we've moved on quite far there.
No further comments, Your Honor.
So did you know, well, there's actually a myth that Hitler only had one testicle.
Okay, right, I'm going to shoot you down one more time. Are you just referring to that really popular song everyone used to sing as a kid?
No, I don't know about the popular song.
Am I going to sing it?
Please,
Well,
yeah,
sing it.
could you sort of do a good rendition of that song for me?
Oh, I'm going to have to remember it. Hitler, he's only got one ball. The other is now an Albert Hall. His mother, who was his brother, cut it off when he was small. That one.
It could be from that, to be honest.
Is that where you're basing it?
No,
It
I
sounds like
found
you've never heard that top 40 smash hit record.
smash hit re
Yeah,
record.
man,
It
if
sounds
that.
like a football chant to me.
It doesn't sound like a football chant, but I don't remember the last time anyone was chanting Hitler on.
No, well, in Germany they were probably all chanting Hitler on in when in the 1940s.
I don't think he ever played for West Germany Football Club, but I mean, yeah, maybe you can find another myth out there. mean, maybe it is. I mean, it's the sort of thing with a dictator. I mean, we're going to come back to Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un here, where they're the sort of... I mean, I don't know if you remembered, but he released a report. He absolutely monopolizes the media. He released a report that he played in the 2014 World Cup with North Korea, and they went on to win it.
He also said that he played for the Olympics, in the London Olympics, for North Korea, and won all the events.
I mean, as hilarious as it is, the thinking that this guy can go around saying it, it kind of sounds like he's making himself to be out like a Chuck Norris myth. You know, all the random Chuck Norris lines, like, you know, Chuck Norris doesn't do push-ups, he pushes the world down.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Kim Jong is eventually going to be like, oh yes, Kim Jong-il went to the Olympics and he won all the medals, even in the women's events, even in the partnered events. He won them all by himself.
He went to the moon without a spacesuit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can imagine Kim Jong-un would suddenly start building his own reputation. And obviously the people, unfortunately, in North Korea who have limited media, do you know they've like cut off the BBC from North Korea?
Yeah, yeah.
So they'd be like, oh my God, did you hear? Kim Jong-un's just come back from space. But he left his space boots at home, so he just, you know, he popped out in his tracksuits, went to space, picked up some space cheese, came back. You know, classic Kim Jong-un holiday. Does Kim Jong-un go on holiday?
I think his holiday is in North Korea. North Korea must be the best. I don't know. To be honest, considering that they're the most conservative country, they do, like, care, like, give a damn about every other country other than them, as well as themselves. I mean, they always sort of... I always felt it was really odd that, you know, in regards to, like, going on holiday, they always say, oh, North Korea is the best in the world. But then they always say, oh, but Bahamas, that's not a great holiday place. But I can imagine, you know, Kim Jong-il going, you know, Bahamas is nice, but I'm going to pretend I'm in North Korea. You know?
I mean, surely he can lie through his media all day long and say, oh, yeah, North Korea is the greatest destination ever. Because they're going, I've actually got to pick a holiday now. Do I really want to go to, like, somewhere in North Korea, or do I want to go to the Bahamas?
Yeah, but how would he be able to sell the fact that, you know, North Korea is a popular destination for tourists when pretty much the entire North Korea is just full of North Koreans and there's barely any tourists there? It's like, there's a German!
I'll tell you what, popular. Actually, Germans would love North Korea. Yeah. I mean, they follow orders, they're efficient, they're very clean and neat.
They've taken over two world wars.
Yeah, the Germans would love it. Yeah, but seriously, like, if Kim Jong-un was going to go on holiday, could you ever, like, imagine pictures in, like, the Daily Star? Kim Jong-un turns up at Disneyland.
Yeah, and he's enjoying it.
Kim Jong-un gets kicked out of Disneyland for kicking Goofy in the nuts.
Kim Jong-il wasn't allowed to go on one of the rides because he was just too short.
Starts an international incident because some guy won't let Kim Jong-un on Space Mountain at Disneyland.
Yeah, and called for war to Disneyland.
It's official, breaking news, North Korea is at war with the Disneyland Kingdom.
particularly against the Lemmings ride in Disneyland.
Oh. You can just imagine that everyone in the Disneyland is like, actually, I don't know if you saw in, like, the sub parts of your contract, you either have to sort of greet children or fight for Disneyland Kingdom if we're ever under attack.
Here's a bunch of AK-47s.
You can just imagine everyone's sort of wondering what Donald's been keeping under that little blue jacket. It's a fucking AK and some grenades.
It's just a bunch of Uzis.
I'll tell you what, that's a film I'd watch. If they made a Disney film out of that, I'd just watch it straight away.
I can imagine it's sort of like Taken, you know.
You see, I was thinking more like Space Jam meets Team America.
Oh yeah, yeah. Kind of... Yeah, I was trying to think of a good line from Team America.
Without being politically incorrect.
I think we've crossed that border already.
Yeah, I think we're a bit far beyond that one now, so maybe let's not worry too much about that.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that would be great.
If you were to invite Kim Jong-un to the UK, what would you show him? What do you reckon he'd like?
Well, I wouldn't take him to Stonehenge because I feel like he would just be like completely mesmerized at the fact that we have this just pure like stone thing there. He'd be like, what on earth is this? It's just a pile of rocks. He's like, Our country is much better. We don't have pile of rocks in our country that we just like hail to. I'll take him to Cardiff United and watch a Cardiff United match.
I like the fact that all of the football games you could take him to, you took him to see Cardiff City play football.
Yeah. 'Cause they're having a problem with their coloured shirt, so I think King Owen will be able to sort that out.
I mean, not being racist again, but isn't the owner like Korean Thai?
I think he's Thai.
All right, my bad. I couldn't really remember, but yeah, he's a bit of a natter, he is.
Yeah, he's mental. I don't understand. He I don't understand why he even changed the color of that jersey.
I don't know.
Just hurt his personal preference.
And the, apparently, he only wants to hire like footballers, as in like sign footballers who've got like the number 3 in their birth date, because it's like a lucky number for him. So it's like, what day were you born? It's like the 26th of October, 1982. Sorry, I know your name's Lionel Messi, but we just don't want you.
Sorry, Radamel Falcao, it's just not going to work out with us. Unless you change the date of your birth, we'll sort it out. Yeah, that's just mental though. He is completely crazy. I think he's completely mesmerized with the fact with his like traditional kind of pseudoscience with this sort of like pseudo kind of it's like this sort of herb, like you have these sort of herbal sort of remedies for like different kinds of illnesses, which sort of only work on the fact that you just think it's gonna work, so it works, but it doesn't
Sorry,
really work in
like a placebo, yeah.
placebo effect. That's the one, yeah. So he's completely mesmerized by that, and it's just mental, really. I don't see why he does that.
Think he's just a bit power crazy.
Yeah, but he's the owner of that big company, betting company, isn't it?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Must be I'm not an expert on
Oh,
Asian
he's from
businesses.
Malaysia Airlines, isn't he? That's
Oh, is
what.
he? Oh,
I think
okay.
that's why it's what's on his on their jersey, isn't it? Malaysia Airlines.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So yeah, that's where I take Kim Jong-un, Il or Un. I can't remember which one it is now.
I don't remember. Same person.
Same person, pretty much. But
I'm pretty glad you sort of went away from like the proper touristy places, like the buildings of Parliament, like Big Ben, because I'd obviously start to think he'd probably blow them up.
yeah.
Oh man, I just really crossed another political barrier, didn't I?
Yeah, he did.
Well, looks like
So
all the
that's why
cards.
I take him to Cardiff, because who cares about
Great,
Cardiff?
now you've pissed off the Welsh. We only just signed a referendum to stay with the Scots. If the Scots arise up and the Welsh are next, if you start a political incident, fuck my issues with North Korea. If you start an incident between us and Wales, that's it, you know?
I'm probably more afraid about the one in North Korea, to be honest.
No, think about Wales. Think about all the things we could lose if Wales left the United Kingdom. We'd lose.
Welsh cakes.
Yeah,
Gareth Bale.
Gareth Bale's already gone.
Oh, yeah.
We've lost 50% of the things that Wales is good for. Gareth Bale and Welsh cakes. I don't even like Welsh cakes. Who puts fruit in a really rock-hard cake? It's not even a cake, it's like a biscuit. It's like a soggy biscuit.
It's a brick, isn't it? That's how they built their foundations in their houses, isn't
Every castle in Wales starts with a Welsh cake. A really rotten Welsh cake which has gone really hard.
Well, you've seen the state of Swansea Castle, haven't you? <There's>
It's like a tower left and like a bit of wall.
With lots of syringes at the bottom of it.
Exactly. I like the fact that they keep it as a monument, but they're not really sure to what.
Yeah, this is a great monument. The monument of how shit Welsh cakes are as foundations.
Look where Welsh is. It's like, did you know Gareth Bale once sat there? It's like, oh my God, come one, come all, see where the Messiah was born. Yes, I did blatantly just put Gareth Bale in the same bracket as Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
It's an easy comparison to
It
make.
is easy comparison, apart from the lack of beard.
Yeah.
I mean, if he had the beard, I'd just be like, oh, look, it's clearly Jesus. I mean, Jesus has just come back.
Do you reckon Jesus would have been a good footballer?
Jesus would have been a quality footballer. Actually, he's meant to be quite small, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not supposed to. Well, I guess back in those
Because,
days, nobody was quite
yeah,
tall.
2,000 years ago, we've all gotten taller. So he wouldn't be like a Peter Crouch, but he might be like a little Michael Owen,
Mike, yeah, I was going to say Michael Owen.
like a beardy Michael Owen. He's sort of like a fox in the box.
Yeah, that'd be great. What would you reckon would be his sort of celebration move?
He'd probably not do like the praise to God thing. He'd probably do something like completely different, like I don't know, praise like Ganesh or like Thor or Odin. just to really piss everyone off, you know. It's Jesus stuff. Jesus does what he wants.
He does do what he wants. Well, what we can praise is the fact that we've come to the end of the episode of this podcast.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, that's good. Whoa. We didn't talk about...
The secret history of special brew.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, basically, it's made out of pee, I think, and a little bit of snot from a Eurasian prostitute.
Where's Eurasia?
I don't know.